Welcome to our podcast,
Hypnotherapy for the Soul.
This is your host, Shay Pestel, and this is my co-host,
Barchi Stella, where we explore the power of hypnosis and connect to inner wisdom for answers.
Through our episodes, we share behind-the-scenes live sessions to help you tap into your inner guidance.
Join us on this journey of self-discovery and utilize the power of hypnosis to connect to your higher self. In this episode, my friend and co-host Shay is going to be asking me a series of questions directed towards my higher self. The higher self is the part of us that knows everything about us and is also tapped into collective intelligence. Even though your higher self might have presented different answers to mine, I invite you, for your best experience, to be open and connect to your inner wisdom whilst listening to this podcast. The part that you won't hear is where Shay takes me into the hypnotic state of mind, which is a state where we can access the information of our subconscious mind. Today's episode is all about trust. What makes it so difficult to trust others, and most importantly, ourselves and our intuition? We will also touch upon some practical steps on how to build trust and why is that important. Okay, without further ado, let's dive in. Enjoy.
And I would like to please ask your higher self, if you could please speak through Barchi right now. In this time, we have some questions to ask you. I'd like to ask you, how do you define trust?
So the easiest way to imagine is to have this deep sense of knowing and actually connection with that sense. And sometimes it's harder to feel it or to connect to that place because there is a lot of distraction. But it's a place in you. It's almost like you can imagine it as this energetic place that it's connected to the whole field. And it's just like a little spark that's connected to all these other little sparks. And everything is just connected with a web, like spider web. You can imagine even that. And so you basically can feel everything that's going on around you. And based on that, you're always in touch with movement and change of the universe, of every single being, of all the energy. But yeah, you can imagine it as a place in you where you can, that you can connect to, where you get all the wisdom from, or all the senses, all the information, and which get through the senses based on what is your primary sense of how you get this information in the easiest way.
And what makes it difficult for people to trust themselves?
In short, mental chatter and a lot of emotional baggage, because through the time of just basically coming here on Earth and being in this dimension and also operating with, there is tons of fear here. It's very dense. You might have noticed that, or you might feel it on a daily basis. It's just something that is always there. And this really prevents connecting to this deep sense of trust that it's in you. And this is actually, you could even call it intuition or just your guidance, actually. And the thing that is preventing is actually just the way everyone is raised here. And it's a lot about disconnecting. It's about following social norms and not really being connected to your own truth and exploring that, or just exploring everything outside of our five senses. So yeah, it's just the way the system is, here, the socialization, is set up is just not in favor of people being connected to their intuition or their trust. But things are changing.
And how about in regards to trust, the environment and other people as well? Is that the same, or is it maybe the belief systems differ? What makes it difficult for people to trust the environment or other people?
It's, again, just disconnection with themselves, really. Because if someone is disconnected from themselves, they're basically disconnected from the entire web. It's not so much about other people. It always comes back to yourself. You really want to invest in that connection and really want to just appreciate it and nourish it and connect with it as much as possible, because that way it's not about trusting the environment. It's more about trusting yourself, and then you'll know which steps are right to take. And you will also get a sense of what is right for you to do, because what is right for you might not be right for someone else, but you will have this knowing and also this confidence in yourself that you can only know your part, because this is the only part you have control over. But also, you only know how your body is here to kind of channel this creative energy. And it's just about staying in your lane in terms of doing what you are here to do. And when you are connected with that, it's actually, it's not so much about others. It always comes back to yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And how can someone connect to that who may have been disconnected in the past? How can someone trust themselves and their intuition more?
Okay, so there are many ways. But in short, the best thing to start with is we just having awareness of this present moment and stopping. For example, you can set a timer to just pause, let's say 5 times a day, and just really pause and check in with your feelings and check in with your whole energy system. And that can be in different situations. For example, you can check in with yourself when you are alone, or check in when you're in other people's company. And then you can slowly see how your emotions and thoughts maybe differ from when you're alone, or when you're in nature, or when you're with other people. And then you can also sense how other people make you feel. And these are all just mental notes that you can take and then observe and see if the way you felt was actually right. So that's just one thing. But it's really important to be mindful or in the moment and to cultivate that. For some people, it's meditation. For other people, it's running. Do something that you know that you are in a zone or in a flow where you know that your mind will switch off. And that can also be dance. It really depends on a person. But the thing is really to have awareness of your body and your feelings and just the whole thing, because your body will speak to you if you listen. So cultivating that attunement. And then what you can do is also ask yourself questions. For example, I want to explore this, and then set it out there and then wait for synchronicity in this life to bring you answers. Because the thing is, as I mentioned earlier, you are connected with everyone through this web, and whatever you put out, it can come back. So it's really important, what kind of energy are you sending out to in the world, and what you're focused on. So that's also one of the things. So it's a big subject. It's important to play with it, because your mind can make it very structured and very serious, but play with it. Imagine as being a curious child and just work with that, because that's how it should be. You know, play, joy, love, all of that.
Definitely. And why would you say it would be really important to cultivate trust in oneself?
I think I've mentioned this already, but when you have this connection, you know that, first of all, you don't operate from fear, meaning your decisions don't stem from fear. And that itself can create expansion, can create growth, can create just positive, if I may use that word. I would just stick to expansion, actually. It can create growth and expansion in this realm and in the universe. Because fear just contracts energy and it kind of makes it dormant, it makes it stagnant, it doesn't cultivate life, it sucks life out of people, things, everything. So just for a perfect reason to, if you want to be vibrant, if you want to just share your gifts with the world, live your life in the most fulfilling way, you really want to cultivate trust, because you of all people know what is best for you, and your role is so important, you have no idea.
Cool. And would it be safe to say that the opposite of trust is possibly not knowing? So then, therefore, you mentioned about fear. Would that be, like, most people's fear are of the unknown? So do people need to know? And how do they know who they are, where they come from, where they're going? Because there's all this fear of unknown.
Yeah, and that's also part of the conditioning. And fear will always be here. So let's be straight with that. It won't just go away. It's more about how we respond to fear so that fear doesn't take over. And when we don't have trust, fear does take over. And I wouldn't say that it's unknowing. It's disconnection. It's disconnection from knowing. Because unknowing by itself shouldn't create any fear unless there is programming. Because, for example, babies aren't usually just afraid of things unless they are programmed. We come to this earth with, I think, fear of hate, and there is another one. But in all honesty, the more we get programmed or conditioned, the more fear we just absorb. It's just how it is here. It's more about not focusing so much on fear. It's not about, okay, I have to fight this fear. It's just acknowledging it and then focusing on what we want to cultivate, where we want to put our energy, because fear will always be there. That's just inevitable for this reality. Have I answered to your question? I'm not sure.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. No worries. I think that's about it. Do you have any final messages just around trust? That could be beneficial for everyone.
Yeah. Earlier, I was talking about certain practices, how we can connect with our intuition or trust our intuition better. There is just one thing I failed to mention. And if that resonates, you can definitely try it out. But it's really easy and simple and actually very pleasant. So what you can do is you can just put one hand on your heart and the other on your belly. And then just be with yourself. And you can even think about, let's say, you can even think about different things that you would like to accomplish or explore. And then just have awareness of how your body is responding to everything. This is also one of the things how you can just explore and get in touch with your intuition, because it's almost like connection with your gut, your heart, and also your brain, because, you know, your brain also matters. But it's just about having this holistic view of things, not just from your mind, but also from your heart, from your gut, and yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
You're so welcome. Maybe just one last thing. So cultivating trust is really your thing, and no one can acknowledge it for you. So it's important not to seek it outside of yourself, but play with it and test it out. And you can always calling, for example. Some people resonate with the term God, some people with universe. You have maybe different deities or whoever you feel connected to. You can definitely ask for guidance or for support to cultivate that, to deepen your trust. But don't search it so much in the human realm, because everyone has their own version of truth, their own opinions, their own fears. So maybe you can discuss it, but don't take other people as authority. Don't give your power away. Power is in you. Stay connected to your power, because that's how you can be connected to your trust. Yeah, I think that's the final message.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Archie's higher self, for your wisdom. Appreciate you. Okay, so Stella, how was your experience during the session and hypnosis? What was it like for you?
I always feel so calm. And the thing that I love the most is there is no fear. There is this deep relaxation that I usually don't have, because my mind is so active. And everything feels so easy. And I'm thinking, why isn't my life that easy? Do you know what I mean? All the time.
I know, right? I'm the same. Humans are silly.
We are silly. How was it for you?
It was good. It's pretty, it seems pretty straightforward. Just the way my mind was thinking about trust was like, maybe I was defining it in a different way. You know, trust, it's like just knowing that everything is, yeah, perfect or the way it needs to be. And then when you're lacking that, right, it's like, okay. It was interesting that your higher self mentioned about, yeah, just like the programming and just how we've had conditioning to sort of, cloud that, the trust that we already have, the knowing that should already be there. Like she said, like a baby or a child comes to the world, you know, it's not that they were born with lacking trust. It's like, it's been programmed into them. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And do you have any experience when you were younger that you remember that you were maybe free or just in that state of exploration? I just came up with something as you were talking. So I remember when I don't actually remember that too much, but I was around 3 years old, something like that. And there was this dog that people wouldn't want to come close to. He was on a chain. And for some reason, I went there and no one saw it. When they did, I was already with the dog. And my mom was just like terrified. Oh my God, what will happen? Will that dog bite me? And so on. So she was really scared. But I was actually totally chilled with that dog. This dog was so kind. And that was my experience throughout my entire childhood, until one person keep on telling me, yeah, you need to be careful, you know, dogs can bite you. And then now I have good rapport with dogs still, but I don't have this sense of trust or just connection that I used to have when I was a kid.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think, yeah, we naturally have the instincts to be like other animals, right? Like they just know what to do. They're just being the animal that they were born into being. And we're probably the only animal that's like questioning our existence and getting upset about like how we think. Really strange. But yeah, no, I think it's really cool. Just insights that she gave that we can practice to connect more and more. So, yeah.
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 Yes, I definitely need that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shay.
Thank you for listening to Hypnosis for the Soul podcast, brought to you by myself, Barchi Stila, and my friend and co-host, Shay, where we share new ideas from a unique perspective while being under hypnosis. Please follow us on social media. And if you want to join our community on Patreon, we are there as well. See you there.